We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, well, let's talk about easy rules to understand. Okay, Stoney? And those would be the Major League Baseball rules. Now, there are obviously some convoluted ones in there. However, Major League Baseball, and I contend that this is Rob Manfred doing what he does every offseason, and that is throwing some stuff out there to generate baseball talk, because Lord knows free agency's not doing that because they're not signing anybody. And so there is some talk of significant rule changes. Now, you've heard these over the last couple of days, and I will just read off, according to The Athletic, that these are some of the ideas that are being discussed. Oh, pardon me, according to ESPN. Pitchers must face a minimum of three batters unless they are ending the inning. A universal designated hitter. No pitchers hitting anymore. A single trade deadline before the All-Star break. A 20-second pitch clock. The expansion of rosters to 26 players with a 12-pitcher maximum. Draft advantages for winning teams and penalties for losing teams, which I find rather interesting. A study to lower the mound, and a rule that would allow two sport amateurs to sign major league contracts. They're calling that the Kyler Murray rule, yeah, to go along with the Rose rule.
The three batter minimum for pitchers, I like that rule.
I you know what I think that is? I think it's a negotiating tactic. You know how you say, I'm asking for a million. We're offering three. Settle on two. To me, that's what that is.
It'll end up being two batters.
I think they want to get to the point where it's two batters. Three seems a little bit punitive to me.
Well, what they want to get away from is the constant pitching changes. It just slows down the game. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. Now, the designated hitter, you can argue back and forth. I personally like National League Baseball, but that's just me, whatever. I'm not going to get in the debate. I do think it's almost ludicrous that you have one that has it and one doesn't. I'd rather go back to the old way, but whatever. The single trade deadline before the All-Star break, I'm okay with having a single trade deadline because then you have the waiver, the non-waiver, and all
talk
that
about
crap.
Stuff that's hard to understand.
Yeah, but I would do it. I like where it is, the end of July. I mean, it's only 2 weeks later now than doing it before, right before the All-Star break.
Oh, I agree.
So well, why mess with that?
But that might be another negotiating tactic, yeah, and that is, okay, we'll go with the one trade deadline, but it's not going to be at the All-Star break. It's going to be at the end of July.
The 20-second pitch clock sounds great. I think they need to, maybe if you're going to do it 25 seconds, 30 seconds.
I wouldn't do a pitch clock personally. Because then how do you, what about the batter? You know what I mean? Like, what about if the batter steps out?
Well, you pitch. If he's not in the batter's box,
tough luck for him. That's fine. But I'm saying, when does the pitch clock, like, let's say a pitcher has a routine. And some of these are absurd.
The clock starts when the pitcher gets the ball.
Okay. I think that's a little bit too much. I really do. I think then you're starting to really... All of these would somewhat change the fabric of the game. The universal designated hitter, I'm with you. You and I are of the same upbringing.
Because we grew up in a National League.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's all that is.
But I will also admit it's a difficult position to defend. It really is. I mean, as I sit here as a longtime baseball fan, and I love baseball, but it's a really difficult position to defend. What would you rather see as a fan? What would you rather see? You know, Verlander even tweeted about this. What about the impact on American League pitchers?
Right.
You know, who would you rather face, Justin Verlander or, as he said, David Ortiz?
Yeah.
You know, who would you rather face, Justin Verlander or J.D. Martinez? I mean, come on. 248-539-9797. This really boils down to is, do you think baseball needs to change significantly or not? And I have a feeling I know how this one's going to go, but I do want to hear from some baseball fans, and we'll kind of go through each of these kind of individually as well. A couple weeks ago, right before the Tiger Fest, we had Shane Green and Jordy Mercer in here, and you asked Shane Green about the whole notion of time of games, speed of games. And I won't sit here and say Shane was offended by the question, but I think Shane had gotten the question enough as a pitcher that he knew what was coming, and he's like, look, this is baseball. You don't like it, don't watch, basically. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. You would never tell fans not to watch. But the people who love baseball love baseball.
Right.
They love everything about baseball.
I love baseball. You love baseball, Jamie. But we're trying to, in a weird way, by endorsing some of these moves that philosophically I disagree with, but for the good of the game and the, you know, the longevity of the game for baseball fans, for younger people to get involved, I think some of this stuff has to occur.
I agree with you. And I'm trying to be honest with myself here, because I think for years I was just one of those dopey baseball fans who just said, everything's fine, don't change the game. You know, like I was one of those stubborn kind of stick in the mud.
Who needs nets at the ballpark
right,
either?
Right, right. I got mocked by Wojo and others. And so, you know, I didn't like the notion of the wild card. It's been great.
Yes.
I didn't like the notion of the one game playoff. It's been great. So I got to be honest, Stoney, as a baseball fan, here's the part of the game that I don't love. The seventh, eighth, and ninth innings.
I know.
If I'm watching a game, and let's say it's like, you know, late on a Friday night, and I'm kind of fighting off sleep, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm watching the game, and the Tigers give up a tying run, or they score a tying run to force extra innings, you know what I mean? Because
right.
What I know is the parade of pitchers, the lefty-righty matchups, all that stuff, and it just drags. It's the end of the game should be the best part of the game. If I tune into a close NFL game with 4 minutes remaining, I am psyched. Like, I'll say college football. If on a Saturday night, if that ABC game, if somebody team scores late to go into overtime, I'm jacked.
Yeah, it's fun
I'm
to watch.
Thrilled. If a team scores late in a baseball game to force extra innings, I just know that, okay, well, there's another 45 minutes.
And it's not even being old guy, Jamie. You know why? Because
I'm young. How dare you?
But no, I'm saying the advent of relievers using so much is basically just 15, 20 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
so if you can force a manager to, if he's going to make a change, a pitching change, he knows that that guy is going to face at least two batters. I am in favor of that.
Yes.
And if it changes strategy, guess what? It changes strategy.
You know, figure
every
out how
other,
to...
Every other sport changes strategy, right? Why shouldn't baseball?
Figure out how to get... If you're a righty, figure out how to get lefties out.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Do something different. But by the way, lowering the mound makes no sense to me. They're just trying to make it even more offensive because there's not enough offense right now.
Right.
Before 1968, or 68 was the last year, then they lowered the mound in 69. That was the pitcher's year.
That was the bit.
You know, Denny McClain
and
McClain, Bob Gibson, and all that stuff.
Yeah. You think the bullpen thing would make starters stay in longer?
Hopefully.
Which is just something I would crave.
Yeah. Here's the other.
Although, couldn't it technically have the opposite effect? Because you know that you're not going to be using singular pitchers for singular batters. So it's almost like you have a little bit more of a. I don't know, safety net for your bullpen? Because it's like...
I don't know. If I got top starter, my top couple aces on my team, and I'm getting into the seventh inning with them, then I've got two relievers and that's it. It almost takes the seventh... It might take the seventh inning guy out in the way that you've had the seventh, eighth, ninth guys created.
I'm also really curious to see if the whole closing starter thing catches fire this year, because, you know, obviously last year
the opener
right that the Rays did and that teams were doing actually in the playoffs, right? I mean, the Brewers did it in the playoffs, so I'd be curious to see if that catches
the other
fire
thing with fan interest. When you have usage of so many bullpen guys, you're different because you follow baseball a lot closer than I do, but you can pick random teams. You know, name their bullpen guys. They become like these guys you don't even heard of, but they're used so much.
Right.
As opposed to the older days, every team had, you know, the closer and a setup man. You knew them all.
Right.
There was familiarity.
Right.
If you had an ace, like if you had a Justin Verlander, you had a great closer, would you start the closer the first inning and then put JV in hoping he goes eight?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's nine innings.
Yeah.
I don't think you would use your great closer in the first inning.
I also don't think you'd ever potentially limit Justin Verlander's innings, because Justin Verlander could conceivably go nine innings on any given night. So
right. There's
also that thought process as well. It's interesting that I didn't see, maybe I missed it, but there's no mention of the shift, right?
No.
No mention of the shift whatsoever. I think the biggest thing that the biggest problem the baseball faces right now is not the actual time of games. It's the pace, and it's also the most exciting moments in baseball are when there's runners on base and there's the potential for an exciting play, whether that play is a triple, a double, a single, or a home run.
Even a stolen base.
And now we have this rising level of strikeouts, the rising level of all-or-nothing hitters, the J.D. Martinez's, although that's an unfair example, but the Joey Gallo's,
yes.
You know, the guys who just are swinging from the heels to try to hit the ball over the fence, or they're striking out. You know, and
Joey Votto. I mean,
yeah.
What's he hit, like 210 and like 40 home runs or something?
Yeah, but Joey Votto never actually swings and misses, right?
Yeah.
He always is making contact.
Right.
He's a ridiculous contact hitter. I'm in favor of speeding up the game, but I'm more in favor of creating more exciting moments of the game. All too often during baseball games, you're just watching and you're just kind of like, you know, I mean, go back to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl was boring. It was interesting, but it was close.
Yeah.
But it was boring because there was no offense. And that's kind of what they
created. But you didn't turn it off, did you?
No, you didn't turn it off. But
no. But
I was talking to somebody the other day and said, had that been a regular season game, you would have turned it off.
Still the Patriots and the Rams.
If you were watching in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left, you'd be watching.
Right.
But if you turned that on in the third quarter and said, both teams have punted a combined 93 times, you'd be like, okay, I'm pretty much done.
If that was on Sunday Night Football in the regular season,
I'm going to bed. Yeah. Yeah.
Ticket text 97136. These rules sound like the BS that kids made up to make the game even for a less talented team.
Read that again. I think you enunciated the wrong words. These rules sound like the BS that kids make up to make the game even for the less talented team.
Good point.
I disagree. I think all of these rules are made with the fans in mind.
Yes.
None of them are made with the players in mind. And I think the expansion of rosters to 26 men, you will get a lot of people in the Players Association who love it and a ton of blowback from the owners because you're talking about, I don't even know the minimum wage now. Is it $400,000, $500,000? But I mean, if you're expanding the roster by one.
They can afford it. I think the universe,
I know they can afford it, but show me a billionaire who likes giving away $500,000.
You're right. I think the universal DH rule is the right idea. However, not necessarily a DH in both leagues. They should either do both leagues where their pitchers bat or both leagues have a DH. They should not be separate the way they are.
It's yes, agreed.
But that'll never happen because the American League will never, the Players Association will never go back and get rid of the DH in the American League.
It's a big contract for most teams. I mean, you look at Victor, you look at David Ortiz, it is a very big contract for many, many teams, but I mean, they would be giving somebody else a job. That's for sure. I don't know where it's headed, but it is, when you think about weird idiosyncrasies of sports, and maybe baseball fans love the weird idiosyncrasies about baseball, but I mean, sometimes I always joke about how my wife's not a huge sports fan, so every now and then she'll ask me really basic questions, but they're great questions. That's one of the ones you just can't answer.
Right.
Wait, it's the same sport, but the two leagues? I mean, it'd be like, it's 10 on 10 in the AFC, but it's 11 on 11 in the NFC. Why?
Right.
No kicking in the AFC.
that should be our topic. Let's do that tomorrow. Add a DH-type rule and how absurd it is to the other three major sports.
Can't even
two goalies in the Western Conference.
That's extreme.
Okay. Years ago,
they used to do a larger goal.
In college basketball, there were some conferences that had a shot clock and some that didn't, and some conferences that had a three-pointer. And
that's true.
That didn't.
So in the Stanley Cup Finals, one of the goals is bigger than the other goal. Yeah,
exactly.
Or if you play in the Western Conference arena, the goals are bigger. In the Eastern Conference arena, the goals are smaller.
Goalies can't wear masks in the Western Conference.
Right. I mean, it's just so crazy. Yeah. Power plays are 6-on-5 or 6-on-4.
Didn't the Big East 1 year or 2 years have 6 personal fouls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought at that time they're doing a disservice to themselves. Because you're used to being able to have more fouls in a game than you get into the tournament. You can't.
Right. And you're probably just beating the living hell out of each other in conference play.
Especially those battles back in the day in the paint.
Yeah.
Some of those guys.
I like that rule, though, by the way.
What?
Have 6 fouls in college.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Because then you wouldn't have Vizzo sitting Nick Ward with 2 fouls and all that stuff.
Yeah, you would.
But Beeline does the same thing. They all do that. Once the guy gets sick. But if you have that one extra foul, you wouldn't see coaches sit guys with 2 fouls as often as they do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.